hope it sends a message to terrorists. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. Family members of Americans slain by ISIS in federal court in Virginia today as the last of the so-called ISIS Beatles was sentenced to life in a U.S. prison.
The punishment fits the crime in this case, absolutely.
The body of Carl Mueller's daughter, Kayla, has never been found. British national El Shafi El Sheikh was convicted for his role in her death and others, including beheading videos.
What he did to the Americans and all the other hostages, he will spend the rest of his days in a cell and have the time to consider what he's done.
No, Mueller says he does not think El Sheikh has any remorse. Just getting word that a federal judge has denied Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's effort to delay his testimony before the special grand jury probing election interference in Georgia. He's scheduled to appear Tuesday. Texas keeps sending busloads of migrants to New York City, which is rolling out a new program aimed at helping young arrivals go to school.
New York City Department of Education Chancellor David Banks introduced what they call Project Open Arms to help out the increased number of migrants families with children seeking asylum now living in the city.
Our city has a long, proud history of stepping up for those in need.
Department of Social Services Commissioner Gary Jenkins says this program will ensure these kids are enrolled in school.
And that our schools are prepared to address their language access, socio-emotional, and academic needs throughout the school year.
Officials estimate that while some families may end up moving, they anticipate enrolling an additional 1,000 migrant children, including preschoolers, in their systems.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The Texas governor has defended his actions as necessary to help southern border communities overwhelmed by the migrant surge. A sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow down 292 at the closing bell. America is listening to Fox News.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A controversial law on hold in Utah.
A judge in Utah grants a preliminary injunction on the state's transgender sports ban, preventing transgender girls from competing in high school sports to match their gender identity. Attorneys for three transgender athletes and their families suing to block the law, arguing it's discriminatory and unconstitutional. The injunction means a second provision in the law requiring transgender girls to go through an approval process is in effect. It includes evaluating a player's height and weight, where the Utah High School Activities Association determines if they're eligible to compete or if they have what reps describe as an unfair advantage.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The man accused of assaulting a subway worker in New York City could be banned from the city's transit system. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority says an Alaska judge to ban Alexander Wright for 3 years, the maximum time allowed, if he's convicted in last week's attack. Wright's facing multiple charges, including felony assault, and has at least 13 prior arrests, some of them in the transit system. A prime minister takes a drug test amid controversy over a video.
Finland's Prime Minister Sanna Marin says she has taken a drugs test for her own legal protection amidst the brouhaha over her partying the night away recently. Leaked video shows the prime minister dancing and lip-syncing at a private party. She says she drank alcohol, but didn't do drugs and frankly did nothing wrong. Marin knew she'd been filmed, but was under the impression that the video would remain private. She'd come under fire before for clubbing until 4 a.m. back in December while leaving her phone behind. Marin insists her ability to perform her official duties remained unimpaired the evening of the party in question.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. Recapping Wall Street, the Dow drops 292, the S&P tumbling more than 1%, the NASDAQ more than 2%. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.